Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the new
experiment.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, happiness specialist. That's right, I said it. Happiness specialist Rebecca L. Norrington, and thank you for joining. Thank you for listening. Boy, the numbers are just spiking up every week. I don't know how the hell these new people are finding me, but welcome everyone to Reality Spirituality. And who is this happiness specialist? What Reality Spirituality? Well, let me just share with you. This show is designed, created to share with you what I've learned about how to experience more happiness on this journey. How to experience more happiness, and who out there doesn't want to be happier? Who out there doesn't want to feel happier? Who out there doesn't want to experience more happiness along their life? You know, I it's so interesting. One of the things about happiness is, when I say happiness, I'm talking about not, he called and I won the lottery, now I'm happy. No, what I'm talking about, when I say happiness, I'm talking about an internal peace, a foundation of peace, rooted in contentment, rooted in balance, rooted in being relaxed along the journey. In other words, knowing that whatever is going to happen and whatever doesn't happen, is there to serve you in a way, you personally, each and every one of us personally, in a way that is just going to expand our growth, expand our consciousness, expand our happiness. And when I say happiness, let me give you a quick definition. The definition of my definition of happiness is the ability to be at peace regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. I know I started off a little jumble. It's only because I have so many thoughts in my head about this. I don't know if you can tell right away, but I am passionate about this happiness thing. And when I say happiness, happiness is a practiced skill. Just like any other skill of speaking, of writing, being a musician, being an artist, being a athlete, a chef, a gardener. I'm in Oregon, and there's a lot of people that I know are hunters, a skilled hunter. Yes, and they eat their food. You know what's so interesting about these Oregon people that I'm around? They hunt during certain seasons, and then they have lots of freezers. I don't even know why I'm getting off on this tangent. And they store their meat, and they have meat for the whole year. So anyway, I don't know how the hell I got on that topic, but in other words, that's a skill too. Any skill has to be practiced. If you have a skill, it's guaranteed that you have practiced. Well, I don't know if you practiced. My brain is working too fast this morning. So happiness is the same thing. Happiness is a practice skill. And when I say happiness, I'm talking about a vibration, an energy of calmness, of peace, of relaxation, of shoulders down throughout all of it. That's right, throughout the elections, throughout the pandemic, throughout anything that you can come, throughout family drama, it is a practice. And the more you practice, the more you practice, guess what? The more happiness you are going to experience. And when I say happiness, it is a deep rooted. It's not about what happens to you. It is about an energy and a vibration. It's a practice skill, and like any other skill, it is a daily practice. It depends on how much you practice, how much you want it, how much are you committed. Are you committed to prioritizing your peace, your happiness over everything else, and quite frankly, everybody else? I know. I told you the warning is put your seatbelts on this. So the first part of the practice starts with eliminating the behaviors, all behaviors, and eventually you'll get there, all behaviors that subtract from your happiness. Eliminate all of them. And then the second part of the practice is establishing and nurturing and adding the behaviors that are guaranteed to add to your happiness. That makes sense, doesn't it? Even though I'm mumbling right, that makes sense. And one of the practices, in fact, it's today's topic, is the ability to trust, not ability, is practicing trust. But before I do that, you can email me at RL, well, actually right now I'm going through a little transition with the new website and everything. You can email me at rlnsignature@gmail.com. I'm available for weekend retreats, daily retreats, one-on-one sessions. Just email me to get any information on that. I'm really not a good salesperson at all. Where's my salesperson, universe? Bring them to me, please. Where's my PR? Where's my management, universe? Bring them to me, and bring them to me now. One of the things that's so interesting about trusting is that you know that you are going to get everything you need when you need it. Not when your ego wants it, but you have right now you have everything you need in this moment, and it is about the present moment and trusting that. That is the practice, and it's not easy. So a lot of my questions I get is, yeah, Rebecca, how long does it take? You know, this overnight success, even if it takes years of practice, years of commitment, but you start with one step. You start with one small step. And each small step, let me come up with an analogy on the spot. So if I put one foot right in front of the other, and I'm traveling from Oregon to California, I will get there. I don't know when I'll get there, but I will get there. So it's the same thing with the practice. I promise you, you will get there. And some of you will get there, and then maybe, let me say this. Let me scratch what I just said. What I really want to say, it's an awareness, and it is a celebration of those small steps. One step is a celebration. One step. If I'm traveling from Oregon to California, one step is a celebration. The other step is a celebration. It is not, don't fall into the ego with the numbers and the big steps and the big, the 4th of July. No, the celebration and the pat on the back and the attaboy and all of that comes from taking one step. But our ego doesn't want to say that. Our ego wants us to not be satisfied. I'm not satisfied. I need more. That's another thing. It's always more, right? Are you satisfied with the present moment? That's a question that only you can ask. or are you wanting more? You're either satisfied or you're dissatisfied. It's really very simple. So the practice is simple, but the practice is a commitment. The practice is being consistent. And when I label myself and said happiness specialist, guess what? The practice has, I mean, when I say I walk it, I just don't talk it, I walk it. And it's not, sometimes it's not comfortable, sometimes it's not easy, but the more you practice, the better it gets. In other words, it's just like learning how to ride a two-wheeler. The more you practice, now look, now you can ride a bike with two wheels. Same thing with a unicycle, I'm sure. Don't even ask me. My parents bought a unicycle for my brother and I for one Christmas. I think they were trying to break my neck on purpose because I could never get it. My brother did, but I could never learn how to ride a unicycle. Of course, I digress. I have a question for you. We just celebrated Thanksgiving, and it's so interesting. Thanksgiving is one of those holidays, like most holidays, is all the traditions come out. Same thing, same food, same side dishes, same people. Not to say that there's anything wrong with that, as long as you're conscious, and as long as you're conscious of, yes, I enjoy the sameness. I enjoy doing the same thing every year. Because I know a lot of people have talked to me, and it's become an obligation. Can you feel obligated? Are you that, you know, that energy of obligation? Oh, I really don't want to go, but I really don't want to do this, but Aunt Sarah's going to be so disappointed. You know, all of that. Listen, this reality spirituality is breaking free of all obligations that affect your peace, that affect your happiness. And when I say affect, you know what I'm talking. There is a real big difference of difference of vibrations of tolerating and being free and yes, I really want to do this. So there's a lot of that going on during holiday season. Good luck with that. Let me get to the topic at hand. The number to call in, I have a few people in the queue. The number to call in is area code 646-564-9619. Area code 646-564-9619. Oh, somebody just messaged me. How can you deny 95 years old? Listen, I understand, and you're absolutely right. There are times when obligations, it's a feel-good obligation. You're absolutely right. It is a feel-good obligation. Yes, you're right. Check me anytime. Now, the practice of trusting, I have a question for you. How do you, I have more than one question. This is my question. Are you able to blindly trust 24/7? Are you able to trust? And when I say, I use the word universe, some people say God, some people say spirit, higher power, source energy. It doesn't matter the term that you use. We're all, in my world, we're all talking about the same entity. I know some people have little hang-ups with the universe. I was watching some video the other day, and this gentleman said, universe, you say universe, well, who created the universe? So he didn't like the word universe. He preferred the term God. And I, listen, I could do you. Preferences, all preferences subtract from happiness, by the way. That's why you can call it the entity, you can call this energy, whatever you want to call it, I'm good. And not only that, you don't even have to believe in God to benefit from the information that I share on the show. You really don't, because the behaviors that subtract from happiness have nothing to do with God. The behaviors that you practice that add your happiness, some of them do, but a lot of them don't. One of this thing about trusting, when I say trust, I'm going to ask you, looking back on your life, and I love evidence, looking back on your life, can you point to 1, 2, 3, 4 times in your life that you experienced something that, you know, wasn't very pleasant, and probably a year later, 2 years later, 5 years later, 10 years later, but, you know, down the road, you found some benefit. You found some benefit to you personally from that experience. And so I say that as using that as evidence. There is evidence that whatever we experience, and I know, I get all the emails about the most horrific things that can happen to people, and I still say, there is still something that can serve that individual regardless of what they've gone through. There is something there that can not only serve them, but serve the world, even if it's just by sharing the story, even if it's just by sharing with others the story. That vibration of shame, that vibration of hiding, that vibration of being secret because you know what I'm talking about, that I don't want anybody that it's past embarrassment. Shame is that vibration. There is something that clears out, that blows up shame when you expose it to light. There's something about that. Back to our topic about trust. You know, you can I have a question. Do you think that you are going to feel more peaceful? And again, peace is the same as happiness. Do you feel that you would feel more peaceful trusting more, or less peaceful trusting more? And if any of you said less peaceful, it's only because one of the things that you have to address when you begin to practice trust is letting go. Letting go of what? Letting go of the illusion of thinking that you have control over anything outside of self. That letting go of trying to control anything outside of self shows lack of trust. Worrying. I always ask this question. How many of you out there worry? Usually 99% of the people raise their hand. Worrying about anything. Number one, when you're worrying, you're in the future. You're already screwed because now you're out of the present moment and you jump right into the future. One of the things that subtracts from happiness is living in the future. Talking about, you know, just the future, the future, the future, the past and the future. But this future, all worrying is linked to the future, all of it. You can't worry about the past, it's already done. So it's a very interesting state that, number one, if you're worrying, you don't trust. You're not practicing trust. Number two, if you're worrying, you're in the future. That's two strikes. Let me give you a number three, just to give you a strikeout. Let's see. A number three is, if you're worrying, trust. Number three is you have an you're thinking that you can control. You think that there is something beneficial. Well, scratch that, because I don't know what you're thinking. But you know, this ego. When I say we have two entities, we have two voices. We have the voice that is telling us there's going to be something wrong. You know, the ego is the one that worries, because your inner self, your inner being, your conscious, your spirit knows that everything is in order, knows that everything is unfolding in the proper order and in the proper time. So that other entity that says, oh, there's something wrong, that entity, there is a practice of stepping back and just witnessing that critical voice, witnessing, as opposed to identifying with it. Because when I identify with my ego, I'm telling you, I'm screwed every time. Oh, the world is gonna end. I was telling my son the other day. He's coming to visit, and you know, listen, my ego is just like everybody else's ego. Just because I know how to practice, my ego still has its own stage. This will be your last visit. Oh, you're getting older. I have the same thoughts. Oh, you're getting older, and who knows what's going to happen. You never know, right around the corner. You know, you're getting older, and you have one foot in the grave. Please. I'm saying I have those same thoughts, but instead of identifying, and even more importantly, instead of giving those thoughts any power, which is really the key, as opposed to, oh, look at that. I think I'm going to die soon. Or my ego, scratch the eye, my ego thinks I'm going to die soon. That's another thing. Take the identity away from the ego. Instead of saying, I think, say, my ego thinks. My ego is upset. My ego is worried. My ego thinks, my ego is all doom and gloom. Start distancing yourself from that critical voice and knowing that that is not who you are. So let's get back to trust. So before you can trust, you have to let go the illusion of thinking that you have control over anything outside of yourself. This trust, I forgot. Okay, hold on a second. Let me just stay on this topic. I have to write this down because I have to remember to share with you what I learned this week. That's the happiness. Okay. Trust is a practice that gets stronger and stronger and stronger the more you let go. It's just like lifting weights. The more you lift, the stronger you're going to get. The more you practice, and you start off with very small baby steps, the more you practice, the more you're going to be able to trust. And when I say trust, I mean trust when you are challenged. Oh, it's easy to trust. Oh, thank you, God. Yes. Oh, thank you for this day. But what happens when you're challenged, when you're right in the middle of the storm? That's what I'm talking about. That's the practice I'm talking about. Again, it doesn't happen overnight. You take one step at a time. And then I ask for help. I always am asking for help. Hey, universe. Excuse me. Rebecca calling again for the 100th time in the day. How do I trust more? So you just ask. You know, the universe always answers when you ask. How can I trust more? How can I practice trusting more? How can trust be part of my identity? How can I? We always start with the how can I. How can I? How do I? How do I trust blindly? How do I let go of thinking I have control? How do I relax in the middle of a storm? See, there's a big difference. See, when I talk about happiness, I'm not saying that you're not going to have any storms. I'm not saying that you're not going to have any challenges, any big challenges. But while you're in the storm, you will be as peaceful as you're not. And you tell me, what feels better, to go through a storm peacefully or to go through a storm, challenge, storm, life, with anxiety? Oh, when is it going to be over? Oh, yeah. Oh, you know that energy. Oh, God. Oh. What feels better to you? I'm not talking about not taking any action. But there is, the peace I'm talking about is the same peace that these first responders go through. You know, these firemen that are walking into buildings that are on fire. You and me don't do it. I'm going to walk into a building. Are you kidding? A building that's burning and on fire. But these first responders, these firemen, these police officers walk into circumstances, and yes, they may have their adrenaline going, but there is a sense of underneath the practice of knowing what to do. There is a calmness is that I'm talking about, and that calmness, there is a deep, deep calmness, especially when you know underneath all of it, and you trust underneath all of it, that this is happening for a good reason. This is happening for a reason, for a universal reason, for a reason that I may not like or want to feel right now, but I know what's going to unfold after this. So there is a way to even be grateful. In fact, being grateful in the middle of a challenge, that's pure trust. Being grateful in the middle of the challenge that, yes, all of this is happening, that's trust. One of the things, you know, one of the things about this practice, when I say practice, and the benefits of practicing blind trust and its effect on your happiness, you can already feel it. You can already feel that when you are just a big ball of trust, that there is nothing that is going to shake it, waver. You are trust. You can smile during the storm. You can laugh during the storm. Not always, I know, I'll admit it, not always, but eventually you'll be able to laugh. And what is, now I'm getting into laughter, but laughter is another way of being, is a vibration of lightness. Being light, feeling light, the energy, the vibration of being light. You know, there's a big difference of going, traveling through this journey, heavy, shoulders down, da 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 da. I don't know where I pulled that out of. Woo! That kind of vibration, that kind of energy. I'm saying that there is a I can only guarantee it is because I've experienced it and I live it and I'm living it, that you are able to be at peace regardless of the challenge. I've shared this analogy that you're in a rowboat in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, and for my new listeners, I haven't shared it in a while. In the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, and the waves are crashing, and the tornadoes are going, and the wind is blowing, and the boat is being rocked back and forth and back and forth, and you're standing on that boat, but you're at peace. You're at peace with all of it. That's what I'm talking about when I say practicing trust, practicing blind trust. You can feel it. That peace is going to stay with you because you are going to be peace. You're not going to have to look for peace. you will be peace. You will be rooted in peace when you practice every single day. No days off. No days off. No moments off. And you just ask the universe, hey, how? Hey, universe, how? How can I practice more? How can, what do I do to practice more? And you will get answers. This is what I wanted to share. You know, it's so funny how I connect to different people, and I don't know when and why. There's never a plan. I have very, very light plans. I don't do the goals. I don't do the in 5-year goals, 5-week goals, 1-month goals. No, I act whenever I'm inspired to act, and sometimes I'm not inspired to do anything, and sometimes I don't. But there was, I don't even know how I connected. Oh, I do know how I connected. There was a gentleman that sent me a friend request. And, you know, I, especially nowadays, I'm, so how did you find me? And it was all through inspiration. And so we chatted a little bit over Messenger. And one of the, and he brought up a name. He said, Alan Watts. I've never heard of Alan Watts. And I think he was maybe in the 50s or the 60s. He's one of those OG spiritual kind of dudes, Alan Watts. And I'd never heard of him, so I went on YouTube to look for some of his videos. And there was this one short video, and it caught me right off guard. It caught me right away. Eyes got big. I said, what? Because the title of this video, let me see if I can pull it up. Hold on a second, audience. Just press number 1 if you want to speak with me live. I have about 5 people in the queue. Just press number 1 or not. You know how I am. Easy breezy. This is, and I've never done this. I've never done this. So let me go here. YouTube. Can I? Yes, I'm still on the air. Let me see. Alan Watts. Yes. Okay, here it is. So you go on YouTube and you punch in Alan Watts. Oh, look at that. Okay, so he was born in 1915 or 16, and he died in 1973. He was a British philosopher, writer, and speaker. Now, I listened to a couple of his videos, which were good, and then I listened to a couple of them, which, you know, I'm thinking, all right, well, you know, you can always pull. Listen, even this show, you pull from this show what serves you, what fits you, because it's a custom fit. We all are responsible for custom fitting this journey to ourselves. It is a custom fit. So I listened to a couple of other videos, and I'm thinking, that doesn't really ring for me. But this one video, he said, the title of this video is, and I recommend everyone to look at this video. It's very short. I think it's 4 minutes. Life is not a journey. What? Life is not a journey. And of course, it just perked my eyes got big. My ears got what? What do you mean life is not a journey? Because, you know, my favorite quote is, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. That's from Abraham. And I quote that all the time. You cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. And this Alan Watts guy, and I spelled Watts is spelled W-A-T-T-S, Alan Watts, YouTube, 4 minutes, life is not a journey. I said, what the hell? What do you mean life is not a journey? And that's another thing about this happiness. Stay open. Always stay open. New beliefs, new ideas. You can feel if it's a fit for you. You can feel if it's true. You can really feel it. Deep down inside, you can feel the truth. You can always feel the truth. You could do it when you were born. I know we're programmed to start thinking. You just start using our brain and using our mind, but I'm telling you, that sixth sense, that intuition, that you know what I'm talking about, that guide, that internal guide. You can feel when something fits. So this guy, and I really encourage you to look at it, because I'm not going to be able, because it's very nice, it's animated too. The video is animated and it's really good. So I'm not going to be able to do it justice, but this is what he says. Life is not a journey. Well, what the hell is this Alan Watts talking about? It is a journey. I've been quoting that for 30 years. It's a journey. It's a journey. Here we go. In a nutshell, he's saying, life is like playing music, Craig Reed. Life is about playing music, and life is like, not about playing music. Life is like playing music. Life is like dancing. There is no journey when you're playing a song. You're not on a journey to get to the end of the song. You are playing music. You are playing a song. It really struck me, because it's true. If you're out there and you, or even listening to a song, you don't, well, you got to get through the song. The song's a journey. Got to get to the end of it. Let's speed up to get to the end. No, you play music. So life is to be played. I'm up here thinking life, there's certain things that, you know, first grade, second grade, third grade, this, that, next journey, next step. But he really describes it as play. Also dancing. You don't go out on the floor and you dance and you know you got to get to the end of the dance. A journey means that there is a beginning and an ending. At least in my mind, it means there was a beginning and there's an ending, and we all know where the ending is. The ending is the end. 3 to 6 feet under. But he said you're dancing not to get to, you're not journeying when you're dancing, you're dancing. In other words, there's a freedom and there's a play and there's an energy that I wasn't taught, and I doubt anyone else was taught. Play at life, play. Now, when I say play, that doesn't mean, oh gosh, let's play. I mean play at it, play at all of it. Even the challenges. There is a way to play at a chance, to be playful while during a challenge. I wasn't taught that, because I am one playing ass, fun ass mother effer. I mean, I love to play. It's play, entertain, fun. But I sure wasn't taught that. I was taught this stuff is serious. I got to get through this. It's serious. And when you listen to his video, again, I'm not even doing it justice, but it's very, very profound, that playing at life. Life is to be played, not journeyed, played. I don't know. It really resonated with me. In fact, to the point where I might have shed a tear or two. And there was another video that I really, really liked, and he was talking about meditation. Another thing, meditate doesn't mean that you're accomplishing anything. It's just something that you do. It's nothing to accomplish. It's something just to do. It's really, I love the way that he expressed it, and I wanted to share that with you. Let me just look over my notes and see if I covered everything really quick. Benefits of practicing blind trust, yes. Well, guess what? When you trust, you're going to feel more at ease. You're going to feel more peaceful, more peace. Peace is happiness. Happiness is peace. Some people might disagree with that, but that's okay. I'm not going to argue it. I'm going to let you believe whatever you believe, but for me, being happy is being at peace. Hold on. I know I had something else I wanted to share. What was it?
Okay, I did that already.
Yes, yes, thank you for your patience. Yes, I did that already. I said that already. You know, the bottom line is this. Life is a roller coaster. It is. It's a lot of ups. It's a lot of downs. And so my question to you is, how do you want to ride on the roller coaster? How do you want to ride? You want to ride with your hand gripping, a death grip on the handlebars? Or you want to ride the roller coaster enjoying it, hands up and woo-hoo! You want to ride it with your hands death grip, or you want to ride the roller coaster with your hands up? I know I said it twice. Woohoo! You're not even going to believe what I just did. I put the microphone down. I was so involved. I said, what are you doing? I just put it down. Little backstage, real reality, spirituality. Boy, I can go into a zone in a minute. And that's when you know you are in the moment. That's when you know you're in the moment. It's the moment. It's a little spacey sometimes. It's like holding on to a balloon filled with helium. And sometimes if you let that balloon go, it goes woo, all the way up. And, sometimes I need to be held by the string just to, okay. That universal, that state is very intoxicating when you're really lost in the universe and you let go of this world and you're really lost in the moment and you're experiencing the moment in fascination and wonderment. It happens from time to time, and you just got a real life example of what that looks like and feels like and sounded like. Okay, so back to trust, blind trust, practicing trust. Number one, the takeaways are, it is a practice. The more you trust, the more you're going to have to let go of control. The more you trust, the more you're going to have to scratch that, the illusion of thinking that you have control. The more you trust, the more peace you're going to experience. The more you trust, there will be zero to worry about. None, nada, nothing to worry about. How many of you out there, see, this is the problem. Some of you out there like worrying. Worrying is an addiction. You know, we talk about the addictions from food to drinking, to all of that. No, worrying is an addiction. People, let me say this. People that, when I say when you worry, that just indicates lack of trust, and they really don't like hearing that. I mean, nobody likes hearing that because that's another thing. This practice, when I say happiness is a practice skill, 100% of the time you are going to be practicing in the mirror. 100% of the time your practice is going to be in front of the mirror. That's right. No getting around it. And it is a little uncomfortable. No, it's a lot uncomfortable. So when I point out that the only reason why people worry is because lack of trust, they're, oh. So it lets me know, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? But that worrying is very intoxicating, and that worrying is another form of drama. And people are not only addicted to worrying, they're addicted to the drama. What would happen if you didn't worry? Can you imagine what you would do with your time? What would happen if you never worried? If you didn't worry? If you stopped worrying? But some of you, and I know some of you, aren't willing to let that go. Some of you worrying is part of your identity. Oh, and let me just share this one. This is what I want to say about that worrying. Number one, worrying, it just indicates lack of trust. And this thing about worrying and you telling people that you're worried about them, and you're worried about them. And I've said it before, and this is going to hurt. Worrying doesn't mean that you care about anyone. Worrying just means that you worry. And as far as I know, worrying has not saved one person's life or provided comfort to the individual or the person that you're worried about. There's only two reasons why people worry. You've been programmed to worry, also brainwashed, conditioned, whatever you want to say, and there's a lack of trust. So letting go of worrying is going to feel very, very, very uncomfortable. And it's up to you. It's up to you, again, how bad, I said it in the beginning of the show, how bad do you want it? How bad do you want to feel, be at peace? How bad? It's going to be up to you, and you're the only one that can answer that. All right, here we go. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Website is, maybe next week I'll have it finished. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington, LinkedIn. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. I have a couple of videos on YouTube. I was looking at my videos on YouTube the other day. I said, oh, my gosh, because I used to wear I used to wear makeup, and I don't wear makeup anymore. Maybe some lipstick. But it's so interesting to seeing the transformation, or not the transformation, but the evolvement of where and who I used to be with all. And let me say this: if I'm taking pictures or filming something, I'll put makeup on. But it's no more makeup for me. I found that I can feel beautiful without the makeup. How's that? My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. And my second book, the one I'm writing now, is called Program for Unhappiness. And until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You're a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patience, and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. But now we know that this isn't a journey. Is it a journey that we play? We play music. We enjoy it. It's not really about getting to an end. It's about enjoying the journey. I'm going to have to think about that. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality with yours truly, happiness specialist Rebecca L. Norrington. Have a conscious week, and remember, happiness is a practice skill, and your experience in every moment reflects on what you are going to practice. Not what you are going to practice. It reflects on what you practice.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. Oh, the spiritual. It's the newest spirit. Reality Spirituality. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. Reality Spirituality. You got a question for RLM? Reality Spirituality. Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby. Reality Spirituality. Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Good now.
Get real good.
Get real good.
Time to get real.